Okay, so tonight we introduced a new topic, the topic of Talmud Torah, Limud HaTorah, according to the Yesodos of the Baal Shem Tov. And like Tefillah, it's a very expansive, very deep topic. And B'siyata D'Shem will be able to go through a number of them. Tonight we're going to introduce a couple of introductions. And in Mitzvah Shem, as we make our way along the Shiurim, will try to be Mevarer, more specifically, some of the very fine Nekudas within Talmud Torah, according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, bringing in my Makomos from the Nefesh HaChaim, from Chaim V'Lezhiner, to try to understand, on a more dakis level, what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Because although there are similarities, both are in the realm of Pnimius, there are very important nafkaminas between the two of them, and well, the beginnings of that we'll start to see tonight in Mitzvah Shem, but it's going to take time to develop. So some general yesodos going into, and again, we're not here to discuss broad topics of general Limud HaTorah. This is something which is very specific to the yesodos of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so keep that in mind. So beginning here on the top right corner from the Baal Shem Tov, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Yadua Me'adoni Avi Zakeini. Shimon, you have? Is there any more? Yadua Me'adoni Avi Zakeini HaBaal Shem Tov Nishmasa Eden Sha'atayra Nikra Yaakov. The Torah is associated with Yaakov Avinu. The Zohar says that numerous places, as it says in Pasuk. My Rasha Kihilas Yaakov. Tayra Sivalanu Moshe, my Rasha Kihilas Yaakov. And it says, An Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. And that's a remez to Tayra. Hainu Shaha Tayra, he nitzchias ve'enu b'teilu la'ilam. One of the important teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is that Tayra is nitzchi. Moshe is the sphere of Netzach. He was the one who brought us down the Torah. But there's a Nitzchias in Torah. And I see Moshe's face in the corner saying, what's the Chiddush in that? Of course Torah is Nitzchi. Why would I think not like that? So the Baal Shem Tov is referring to a very specific Nekuda. Go to the next Ramakom, which is Hasemes, and we're going to have a few Ramakomos, four on this right column, to develop this idea. Shamati Miyadani Avizakini Moyev Rabbi Chilu Sharim. I heard from my grandfather, who quoted the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Amashakasav kol gadol v'lo yasaf. By Matan Torah, that the voice of Hashem, according to one interpretation of Chazal, lo yasaf means it never ceased. It continues to be heard. But Targum lo yipasak. V'amar, and the Baal Shem Tov explained, ki l'chol ish Yisrael nimtza tikun hatzarech lo b'chol zman uzman b'chol os v'os shevatayra. Every single Jew has a nitzchias. And this is the Nitzchias of Torah. Just as every person at Har Sinai heard exactly what he was supposed to hear, according to where he was standing, his Sharish Neshama, situation in life, that call of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Matan Torah continues to exist. And every time we learn Torah, there is that call, Gadol V'lo Pasak V'lo Yasaf, that Hashem Yisbarach is speaking to us directly, and this is something which we will further delve into Emir Tzashem. Again, we're learning Yesodos to the Yesodos right now. But understand that the Nitzchias of Torah is that when a Yid opens up a Sefer, he's sitting in a Shir, whatever he's going on in his life, if he allows that call of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to permeate into his existence, in his Atta, where he is right now, then he can hear a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him, Bifrat. And that's something which is very important when we'll have to discuss Emir Tzashem, what it means, halacha, taking a Shulchan Aruch Mishabur from the shelf and trying to understand what does Hashem want me to do on Shabbos? How is a Yid supposed to shake a lulav? There's general halacha, and there's very private, very specific halacha. So there's a certain inyan of pratius, which defines the nitzrius that the Baal Shem Tov is speaking about. That's one aspect. Let's continue. The next Marmakom is from the Todos Yaakov Yosef in his Hakdama, where he addresses this idea of the Nitzchias HaTaira, She'ein Hefsek Zman L'Shamin Tzimetang Mitzvah Afilu La'asid. There is no Hefsek in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Rak Sheva Ruchni. In an orphan of Ruchnias, Tayag Mitzvahs are still available, accessible. V'ata b'ayla mazah gashmi b'maiseh u'b'ruchni al pi ha'kavar al-abayim b'sayid Hashem. There's the gashmias and then there's the ruchnias. Of course, you're wondering, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that there are many mitzvahs which we can only do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, we can't fulfill them. And we're not going to go through the whole piece. If you skip down to about 10 lines from the bottom, Umi'ata lefizeh tikshi harim atzinu kama mitzvah sheish b'kohanim ha'shenu b'Yisrael. Even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there were many mitzvahs that were only for a specific category of people. Mitzvahs for Kohanim, mitzvahs for Melech, mitzvahs for Nashim, mitzvahs for Nazir. V'yesh kama mitzvahs ha'sheyach le'melech v'ena behedjer, chayotzi b'inyan zevim, k'en eich yuchal kol ish prati l'kam koramach mitzvahs ha'vishas ha'leisaseh. How is it possible for a person to be mekayem al tayag mitzvahs? And we know from Sfar Makdoshim, we're in this world to fulfill tayag mitzvahs. How did Yaakov Avinu say, tayag mitzvahs shamarti b'beis lavan? So he says, "Vim keni chukolish yisrael lekam paramach mitzvahs avishas aloisas zevim time meleg mitzvah mikoyach ha'oris va'asvika sanal." So based on this, he establishes the following aside: "Milaeni libi, I dare say, levar bezes Hashem tarig mitzvahs sanal eich shehim b'chol eisu b'chol zman." That it was never exclusive; it was always all-encompassing, in every time period, v'chol adam, in every single person. It's possible, like the Zohar says, all Targ Mitzvahs are called Eitzos of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he goes on to explain, Nitzchi HaTorah means, not only that it continues to be Nitzchi, but it was always Nitzchi, that Targ Mitzvahs never meant that it was limited or excluding anybody. The Sharashim, the Ruchnius of Targ Mitzvahs, which is what they are, because what we have in this world is just how the Torah is understood in a gashmius way. But in a higher way, in a more sharashi way, tayag mitzvahs were always relevant to everybody in Klal Yisrael.
How? The standard answer is it's like a parts of a body, right? It's all out for the Arvus.
Right.
That's what he's saying? That? He's
not saying that. Not saying that. To each individual. It's nitzchi. We'll go. Let's do the next marmakam and we'll sum it up. Kol mitzvahs hei nitzchis b'seichel. In a way of seichel, this will help you, Menachem. In a way of seichel, all mitzvahs are nitzchi. Av shebepoil him b'zman b'maisa. Even though there is a gvul, when it comes to, let's say, zman kriya shema has to be read before 3 hours of the day. So that's a gvul, and not everybody's chayv in it. B'seichel him tam nitzchi. But in a way of seichel, it's nitzchi. Ki ha'tayru huwa lukuso, because tayru is a lukus. And a lukus is nitzchi, k'moshom in kol tamidu b'ashram tov b'shmoy, as they all say in his name. Kol ha'tayru tzicha lihimatzei tamid b'chol zman b'derech chachma v'seichel sheishlumo mikol mitzvah v'mimas. Understand a mitzvah that's shayr. So for example, talking about kriya shema, what's kriya shema aside from the fact that a person has to recite three paragraphs of shema every single day? Chol v'alch l'malch shema? So that means to say that the shoyrish of Kriya Shema, which is called the Mach Shemayim, is shaykh to everybody. That's the way that it's performed, but that's a very chitzoni, gufni way of looking at the mitzvahs. But the Baal Shem Tov said, don't look at how it's given over in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Look at it and to say, what's the pnimius of this? Pnimius always means get to the shoyrish of it. So every mitzvah has a shoyrish, and when you understand the shoyrish, you'll be able to understand how it's shaykh to everybody. But every single mitzvah in Torah is that way. Every pasuk in Torah, every word in Torah, every ois in Torah, every tag of Torah is shayach nitzchi to every single person, speaking to him directly, right here, right now, for me. Very important breakthrough, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And you see this, if you've ever opened up a sefer from Talmid Baal Shem Tov, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Take a look at Kedushas Levi, on the mitzvah of Makkah. How often does Makkah come up? Says the Kedusha Sevi, Makkah is shaykh all the time. Every day you're doing ma'akeh. Shatnez, every day you're involved in shatnez. Every day you're putting up mezuzahs. That's the signon of the Talmid Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. They didn't write their svarim in ways that they were explaining the halachos of the mitzvahs, although they could have done that. They were ge'onim of the highest caliber. But they were primi. And they were teaching the mitzvahs no less than the poskim were teaching the mitzvahs, but in a way of primius. So there's the Shulchan Aruch of the mitzvahs. And the ge'onim of the time delved into that aspect. But the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, they weren't just explaining Musar, they weren't explaining Yerushalayim, they were touching up the mitzvahs in a way of primius. Which is even more barachvas, it's more expansive, because they were able to reach not just the person at this time and place who happens to be performing the mitzvah of Peah, which is very unusual. So you have sections in the Rambam which talk about the halachas of Peah, which people will only be mekayim that mitzvah every once in a while. But the Baal Shem Tov came along and he said, Peah? I'm going to delve into Peah in a way, into the depths of the sug and Ptimius, where I'm going to show that every moment of a Yid's life, he's being osik in the ingin of Peah. Every Jew, no matter what. So he took the mitzvah and he went like this. He expanded the mitzvah to everybody in Klal Yisrael. This is the style to me, the Baal Shem Tov, how they went ahead and they were megalah the sharashim of mitzvahs. And that's my around the nitzchias of time. This is a yesod which is very specific to the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. You don't find this signon by other svarim, other tzaddikim, other gezas. But again, this has to do with sharashim and pnimius and the nitzchias of Torah and the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. That's Aleph. Any questions on that?
I mean, the Mishnah would probably say like this is going to cause people to forget the actual physical part of the mitzvah. And to say, I'm in pnimius, so I don't need that aspect. If I'm kabbalistol lavashemayim, then I don't really need to say shema.
Right. That's right. And the Nefesh HaChaim makes such claims in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmidim were aware of the fact that there were schools of the Gra and Poskim who were taking the time to explain. And they did so too as Rabbanim and their Kehilas. But they wrote Sfarim in this signon because it was unique and it needed to be done.
How do you deal with Schar Onesh? Does such a concept apply to Thimius if you're if you're not
mekabel, then I say. If you're over a losa, I say. So, but Bederach Klal, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov didn't work with Schava Onesh, because not because they didn't acknowledge it, but because that's Niglas Hatar. I mean, that's in the Bali Musa, that's in the Rambam, that's in the Gemara. I mean, that's fundamentals, that's animamins, that there's Schava Onesh.
It's inescapable, right?
What?
It's inescapable.
It's a truth, it's inescapable, but the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov of Chassidus means Lefnei Mishra Sadin, it's being Ovid Me'ava. So you don't. If somebody has a love for someone, he doesn't threaten them schar va'onesh because he expects them to do ba'ava, because I'm doing with you ba'ava. So because the Baal Shem Tov was primius, and primius means that there's an understanding, there's a relationship, that there's a love, so schar va'onesh wasn't the sprach because it wasn't the right place in terms of the type of relationship which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fostering with Bnei Yisrael at that time. That may have been true of earlier Dairis, but in the time of the Baal Shem Tov that Hashem revealed this light, it was already at a time and place in history where the expectations that Hashem had for Klal Yisrael was one of Ava, and there was no need in this place of Ava to speak about Schar Va'onesh. Is that?
Or Yuri Law or something. Is that?
Yeah, but Yuri Law is one with Ava. Like we say, Yirasa v'Havasa. There's a Yira which is Ma'uchah with Ava, that's Yirasa Ramamas. And so whenever we're talking about Yira, it's a Yira which is Be'echad with Ava. Okay, so the next Maariv Makom, as we're going to enter into a world of Torah Lishma, and although this is not going to be explaining this year the Inyan of Torah Lishma in great detail, but it's like a Hakdama to the Inyan of Torah Lishma, and this first Maariv Makom in the bottom right corner is such. It's a little bit on an island to itself, but as we go along, we'll see its relevance. There's many interpretations of what Torah Lishma means, and the Rishonim and the Acharonim and we'll see much of the Nefesh HaChaim's understanding, and the Baal Shem Tov more specifically. But here's something to keep in mind, is just for today's shir, and for future shir, but something specific for today. So Tzedika Karlin said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that the Iker Inyan of Torah Lishma is Lilmod Mimena Midah Tova. That what's Torah Lishma is Nikr, and that if a person finds himself learning something related to a Midah Tova, to a Seichel Tov, perhaps even to Halacha, what does a person take out of the limud? Something which is no gea to the other. We're not going to explain that fully now, but that's something just to put in the back pocket. We may even photocopy it again in future shir.
Not the asiyas mitzvah.
Huh?
Not the asiyas mitzvah. It's not limud lamed lishmar lasos. It's different.
Seemingly it's different from that, yes. That, what you're saying is how Rashi touches it in Perkei Avos and others as well. But it sounds like it's something different than that. But that, now's not the time to get into it. But yes, keep that in mind. Lilmud mimena midah tova. Now, if we go to the middle column, skipping the top one for a moment, we'll get back to that. It says here in the second one in the small letter, Zayir HaKadosh Chilukim Oresh Sad Yehei. Less mila b'yaraisa denafek michlala d'shma kadisha. There's no word in Torah which is excluded from the Shem of Hashem. The entire Torah is a name of Hashem. The Ramban talks about this in his Akdama, to say for Bereshis. And the next Mayim Malkum here, from Tol Desaron, Shamati B'Shem Harav HaKadosh Abba Hashem Tuvzal, Torah is Hashem Tamima. Torah is Havaya Tamima. Shekol HaTorah Hu Rak Shem Havaya. The entire Torah is really the Shem of Havaya. So this is a perish to that Zayah Kaddish. The Zayah says that the Torah is Havaya, the Torah is Hashem Kaddish. And the Baal Shem Tov taught us that Torah is Hashem Tamima means that there's a Havaya to Torah. This has many explanations, and this is a segue into understanding this Pasuk Torah is Hashem Tamima in the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, in the Yisod of the Baal Shem Tov, in a deeper way. Take a look at the top Mar Malkum now. Be'emes Eim Lamdin Vein Chacham. The Baal Shem Tov taught that there's no such thing as a Lamdan and there's no such thing as a Chacham. Ki Torah Hashem Tamima va'amar ha'Baal Shem Tov nishmasa beginze miraimim ki hi tamima shela hischa ba'ada v'hi shleima. Nobody has really begun to understand the Torah. The way that Hashem gave it to us at Sinai, after all the thousands of years of having Torah, not so many thousands, but after the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of Eden who have learned Torah, written Sfarim, take a look at the Beis Medrash here, the Torah is untouched. There was never a Chacham and there was never a Lamdan. It didn't exist.
What do you do with Moshe Rabbeinu?
Huh?
What do you do with Moshe Rabbeinu?
Still.
That's from my district of the Torah, though.
Hmm?
That's from the Mitzido.
Mitzido Yisbarach, nobody has touched the Torah. Mitzidenu, we have halachas of who to be mechabed. We have hagdoras of Talmud Chacham, of what a Talmud Chacham is. But if you want to know the Torah itself, has anybody made a Pesach into Torah? The answer is no. We're going to get to your point, Akiva, in one of the coming Ma'am Makomos, because even there's another way to answer that question. But let's continue the Ma'am Makomos and you'll see what I mean. If you go down three, Maimar HaBaal Shem Tov, in the middle of the page. Ki Or HaGona Zadayin Hutamim. The endless light of Hashem is still complete. Very few people have entered into the world of the Or HaGonas of Torah. As it says in Pasuk, Torah Hashem Tamima. This is the Morinai. Torah Hashem Tamima. And this is already, this is the Mar Malkum. I'm not always sure which one is which. Torah Hashem, Perish, Bechinas HaTorah Shenikras Hashem, Hashem V'lo Hashem Maisha. There's something which is called Torah Maisha, there's something called Torah Hashem. You knew that, Akiva?
Yeah.
There's Torah Hashem and there's Torah Maisha. Torah Maisha, you can have a Havana in Torah Maisha. But what's called Torah Hashem, nobody has a Havana in that. Not even Moshe has a Havana in that. That's called Tamima. Shelo Dorchu Bo Ramin Velo Bo Lezu HaMadrega. Nobody has come to a Havana in Torah Hashem.
Unless that's the Havana to
Nachum Lamida. That's right. And we'll see that in a moment. Take a look to the left, in the middle left side, not the far left, but middle left. The second Maramakam. Noidam Yabal Hashem Tov Shal Yidei Dibur Yotz Min Hachiyas. Rak Al Yidei Dibur Kedusha Torah Tvila Bolo Chiyas Chadash Adar HaKosav V'Achayas Ratzav Hashem. But when Yid learns Torah, there's an act of Chiyas Chadash that a person gets. Like breathing in, breathing out, Hachayos Ratzav Hashem. What is that talking about? So skip two Maramakamas. B'shem HaBal Shem Tov, Shemati Shatayras Hashem, Hi Tamit Tmima Shlema, Shelo Hizchilu Bo Adayin Shemod Boilam. Nobody has begun to understand Torah, Ki Hi Meshivas Nefesh. Now we're already starting to understand the second part of the Pasuk. Ha'aisik Ba, B'chol Pam B'chayis Chadash. That a person receives a new Chiyas when he learns Torah every time. Unmi Shalem Et Torah Hashem B'tmimas, that's called Torah Hashem Tmima, not just that the Torah is complete, but if a Yid learns it with the Tmimas, Ki Idudo Hizchil Adayin As Hi Meshivas Nefesh. It brings a person to a state of Meshivas Nefesh. So, Torah Hashem Tamima means that the Torah is Tamim, nobody has opened up the Torah. The Pasuk says Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh means a person gets a new Chayas Chadash from the Torah. When he learns Torah with the Tamimas, and this is going back to earlier Zodos of the Baal Shem Tov, where we spoke about the stress and the Degesh that the Baal Shem Tov put on Tamimas in Avodas Hashem. Not Chachma, not Lamdanis, but Tamimas. And that's the gisha in learning Torah. So if a Yid learns it b'tmimus, which means that he's not looking to be a lamdan, he's not looking to be a chacham, he's looking just to learn Torah, even though he knows he's not going to get anywhere in Torah, ever. What he's kaina, what he takes out of Torah, is morchias. Take a look at the next one, welcome. Or Yitzchak from Madvil, this is the son of the Zlotchever Magid, Gevaldik Sefer. He writes in his Aktama, Shamati mi Moiri Hamachabrizal. Left column bottom. Kemoi habachina sheish b'cheshbon shal tzipper. I don't know what a tzipper is. What's a tzipper in Yiddish? Is that a Yiddish word, Moshe? Tzipper?
Tzipper?
No? Just like when it comes to calculating this thing, sh'ayidei habachina nizvada ha'emesh ala cheshbon, you're able to know that you counted correctly. There's a way of knowing when performing mitzvahs whether or not we were mekayem the mitzvah truthfully. That he did it for Hashem and not for himself. What's that bechina? It's called Torah Lishma. Now what's Torah Lishma? It says in Pirkei Avos, Hafach ba v'hapach ba v'sivu v'leba u'mina lo sezua. Turn it over, become old, and wear yourself out with Torah, and never leave it. There's no greater meter than that. So he teaches this. This has to do with Torah Lishma. How so? Because it says in the Mishnah, Hafach ba. Turn it over. Siv of Leva. Hainu, Shalom Mirare Zikna, so maybe it's asked for the Torah Voida, to learn Torah even to a ripe old age. As it says, Siv of Leva. You're just flipping it over. You're not getting anywhere. But yet, still, Umina Lai Sezua, never ever leave the Torah. V'ein Lecha Shum Hisparas Miza. In which case, what do you have to be boastful about if you know that you haven't touched the Torah? You're not getting anywhere, but you're still learning it day in, day out. You're an old man already, and your whole life is dedicated to learning Torah. What do you get out of that? She'ein lecha mida tova heimena. This is a simon to the fact that you learned Torah Lishma.
You don't get anything out of it?
You're getting out of it, but you're not getting chachma out of it. You're not getting a lamdan out of it, because you know the Torah is tamima. But what you're getting out of it, Moshe, is meshivas nefesh. You're getting mischievous nefesh. You're getting new chayas. The Torah is giving you new life, new kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, higher levels of chayim.
So every moment you're going higher and higher and higher.
Al Eilun Atzadikim Nemar. It is of these people that it says, Ayin Lo Ra'asa Elokim Zulasasa. That Hashem has a special reward for such people. And look what he says here, as Josh pointed out. Once a person knows that he's not a lamdan, he's never going to be a chacham. It doesn't matter what he learns, he's always in the same place. He never leaves that place of humility and knowing nothing. As soon as a person realizes that, then Hashem says, open up the floodgates. It doesn't matter where I'm teaching him Malafaith. It doesn't matter if he's Rashi al Atayr. It doesn't matter if there's a reason on the Zohar Kaddish. To such a person, he's still at stage one. So if you're always at stage one, and you have that humility because you know the truth and the endless depth of a Kaddish Baruch Hu Tzachma, such a person, Hashem says, open it. Because to this person who's learning with the Tzmimus and he knows that the Torah is Tamim, he's not going anywhere. So when we said before, going back to the Karliner, that they say in Karlin, the Ikar Liman HaTorah is to learn from it Amida Taiva. That can be interpreted in many ways. But L'Aniyaseiti, what I see from that is this Lashon of the Or Yitzchak. He's quoting the Mishnah. She'ein lecha Mida Taiva Hemena. That the greatest Mida Taiva is this. If there's a Mida Taiva to take from Torah, it's the fact that if a Jew goes into Torah knowing that it's Tmima, and he learns it B'Tmimas, and he's not interested in being a Chacham, or a Lamdan, or any Hisparis from the Torah, because he knows that somebody will say, you're a Tamah Chacham, and say, what do you mean Tamah Chacham? Nobody's a Tamah Chacham. I'm not a Tamah Chacham. What am I doing this for? Only because Hashem said so. Such a person, he unlocks the Torah. Avahalayindim Shaloy Lishma. But those who learn Shaloy Lishma, who say, Sisu Me'ah Shalamandati Torah Harbe, he rubs his belly and he says, ah, I've learned so much Torah. I'm a Lamdan. I'm a Bal Hara. Aleim Amr Chazal, Noyach Loi Shaloy Nivra. Better that such a person should not have been created. It's a misuse of the Torah. We'll talk about him. It's Hashem Yitach Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. There are many sugyas which are connected to this topic. But this is an introduction to Torah Hashem Tanima Meshivas Nefesh. A very important yisod in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is that a person should come to the understanding that since Elokus is Nitzchi and Torah is Elokus and Torah is Nitzchi, it makes for a nafkamina and how a yid approaches Limud HaTorah. And it's important that a person, he has that understanding when learning Torah, that he has that hadvana in Torah when learning Torah, because it makes for a huge nafkamina in the degree of Torah Lishma or not, and to the degree of his asagas of Torah or not. Take a look at the top left Maramaka for the Degomach and Ephraim, who further explains this. Amar Dani Avi Zakeni, I heard from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, on the Gemara, which says, Halavai Oisi Ozvu, V'seirasi Shameiru. That Hashem Yisparach said when Klai saw, but when the Shaloberchu b'Torah Tchila, that they weren't learning Torah properly, Halavai, that they should leave me and keep the Torah. Now what does that mean? To leave Hashem and to keep the Torah? Look at how the Baal Shem Tov types this. Ki yesh shnei sugi anashem. There are two types of people. Echa miyasha b'daitai. One person that he has a yishav hadas. Now that I have heard that Hashem is Ein Sof, do I really need to make chakiras and to delve into knowing and understanding on my own that Hashem is truly Ein Sof? And he says, what do I need drishas v'chakirach? Although this sounds very virtuous, this is not the ultimate. He's not suggesting that a person should make drishas and chakibas and to philosophize about Hashem's Ein Sofness. But what is he lacking, such a person? We'll see in a moment. Such a person that he needs to know by himself. I need to make drishas and chakibas. I need to know and understand on my own that Hashem is Ein Sof. But how does he do that? And he uses the Torah as a tool to come to the recognition, to the conclusion, that Hashem is truly Ein Sof, as David says in Tehillim, in Divrei Hayamim, Da'as Elokei Avicha Ve'Avdehu. Not just enough that you're Shomeya, that you heard, but you want to know on your own, and then to serve Him. Mitchila Da, Ve'acha Kach Avdehu, Ve'acha Sholom Yitoyre Ma'ayin Ba. And he learns Torah in a way through his Eon, that he's Makir Al Yedei HaTorah Gedulas HaBoyi Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Shu Ein Sof. And he comes to the conclusion through Limud HaTorah, that Hashem is truly Ein Sof, that the Torah is Ein Sof. I don't have to make any investigations, any chakiras, because I realize from the Torah that there's a yiras aromas that Hashem has that He's truly Ein Sof, that He's masik that Hashem is Ein Sof. What is there to say about Ein Sof? That's what Chazal meant when they say halavai oisvi azvu. Azvu doesn't mean to leave Hashem; it means sheyazvu mila hisbein minyan alakos. means that they pause and they walk away from putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the microscope. V'sayrasi shamaru, because through Limud HaTorah they were masik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. That's what it means. Halavai oisi azu v'sayrasi shamaru. So what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is telling us is that, like we said before, the proper gishat at Limud HaTorah is not that a person should be a bucky in Laman Vav Masechtas. That's it. Although it's a very nice thing. But the ikar is to come to know the Ribbono Shel Olam and to be able to see from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof.
Basically, by doing this, you will get to know HaKadosh.
Correct. Correct.
So this is
a Pesach. If a Yid would come to the understanding, searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah, and then he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he truly finds Hashem, meaning that he knows that Hashem is Ein Sof, and that Ein Sof is Ein Sof, but that Ein Sof is Ein Sof, and he's further understanding and he seeks to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more, then like we saw in the Or Yitzhak and other Sfarim say, then every other aspect of Torah will open up to him. That's his key to understanding Torah. So what one person may have to toil in a sugya for weeks to understand a Shvera Toisvis, to a person that he's holding in this place, that he really wants to just know HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. And that's his perspective in Limud HaTorah. He's zeicha tasiyata d'shmaya, so that the little things in Torah, kivyachol, like the Tosfos in Torah, are opened up to him because he's being Isaac in much bigger things. Like the Gemara says, Dover gadol, ma'isim rekava. Dover katan, habayi v'rava. Havayis davayi v'rava, that's small in comparison to ma'isim rekava. If a person is being oisik and ma'isim rekav on his level, the Hainu, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's his goal, is to understand Hashem. Then it's a kavo chemer he'll understand the havayas of Abayin Rava. But if a person is only interested in havayas and Abayin Rava, not interested in ma'isim rekav, then he's going to have to toil in the havayas of Abayin Rava. Where are you going to toil? Are you toiling in Ein Sof Baruch Hu? Or do you want to toil in Tosfos and Rashi?
One of the Maravikomos said that there is certainly an Indian.
Chaim Himla Maitzian Bepeh. There is very much an Indian in Dibor.
Yeah. But in other words, we said, so, Nod Me'Baal Shem Tov, Sha'adam Ayide Diburo Yotzi Meno, right? Ahachayos.
Yeah.
Right? So is that Bedafka Bedibor that?
Yeah, depends for what. There's Hakdaras in that. If a person is being Ma'ayin in a Sugya, no, there's a sharan, and he, you don't talk it out. You have to think it through. So, but if a person is learning Bekiyas, or if he's learning Torah Shebichsav specifically, so then there's an inyan of dibur. You know, a person has to, depends what. But yes, there is definitely, the dibur is where a person's chiyas lies. That's why you see here dibur dafka, nafshi yata bedaber. Amar Hashem Tov. Let's continue. And this is just to conclude this thought. The Baal Shem Tov said, he asked the stira. On the one hand, David HaMelech says, "Sas anech elim masecha kamaisa shalol rav." I rejoice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your Torah, as if I have found a very great treasure. Yet, elsewhere David says, "Hanechemadim yizav mipaz rav." It's greater than treasure. V'hem shnei psukim saisim zetze. That he said, "Kamaisa shalol rav." It's mashed that it's b'shaveh. And the next pasuk says it's greater. So the Teretz, so the Baal Shem Tov answered this stira with a mashal. The mashal is to an adam who finds an oitza gadol, a great chest of treasure. Asher im biyachot alitol kol ha'oitzer. There's so much there that he only has two hands. So there's only so much he could take. Ve'ein lo shum itza l'zeh hashay shishar or the harbi ma'oit. So he can only take a couple of things. And looking at the chest of treasures, of what he's leaving behind, until he comes a second time, he's in pain about how much he's leaving. So although he found the treasure and he's walking away with jewels, gems, goodies, he's worried that other people will come before he makes the second trip. So because he sees how much there is to take, even though what he has in his hands is very valuable, it doesn't seem like anything to him anymore. In comparison to the tzar that he's mishtav, how much elef pa'amim yoyse, thousands and thousands of times more, which he's leaving in the treasure chest, which in the meantime is going to get lost, taken by somebody else. V'zeo sha'amr, that's what David HaMelech says, on the one hand, it's kamoitzi shal rav. She'ein b'yichotel l'kabal kulay. I mean, it's not possible to take everything. V'zeu shalom and afilu harbe. I mean, even if a person learns a lot of Torah, aval k'negi ma sh'nish aloya nechshem etzor simchotel mima shalomad. It's like nil in comparison to what he's leaving behind. If a yid learns be'emes and his Torah is lishma, he's yodea shaloi lomar klum neged zehashash anishayid. He knows that it's nothing in comparison to what he's leaving behind. So to go back to the stira, so that which he's walking away with, it's gevaldik, it's a treasure. But what's in the chest is even more than that. That's even greater.
And that brings Mishivas Nefesh and not Yeyosh.
Correct. Yeah. Because there's a certain nechama knowing that the Ribono Shel Olam is Ein Sof. What would you rather have, a God who has a Sof? The fact that it's Ein Sof doesn't give a person despair. It means to say that the journey is endless, and if it's geshmak right now, it only gets better as it goes on. But there is an element of tsar. There is an element of tsar. But for Maisa, you still have the treasure. But it's not mamash ha-mashal, which is nageh to the nimshal, because in this mashal, the reason why he's betzar is because he's leaving it behind. Somebody else will come and take it. It's going to be gone. But that's not true with Torah, because if Torah is tamima, nobody ever touched it. So who cares if you're leaving? You're taking a little bit, leaving it behind. So whoever comes is going to take it, also going to leave it behind. So there's never ending. So it's mashal. It's not really doing it to the nimshal. But the point is that the Baal Shem Tov is bringing out a gevaldic perspective when it comes to Torah, is that whatever we tap into, there's always much more, which we're not seeing.
Right. So how could we try to get something that we know there's much more, but we don't know what's there?
Does it matter, Moshe?
But I don't know what's there. We don't know. So how can I gain from that? I'm always looking.
No, that's the point. You're not always looking for the next thing. You're looking for right now. The tachlis of Torah is not even the knowledge of what you're learning right now. It's the fact that it's Torah is meshivas nefesh. On this level, that a person understands that Torah is tamima, and I'm learning it with the tamimis, not because I'm going to be a lamna, not because I'm going to be a chacham. I'm learning Torah because I know that there's a chiyus in Torah that I'm trying to connect myself to. That every time I learn Torah, if I learn it with this, I'm zeichet to a new chiyus. A new chiyus. Huh?
I'll never get there. You just said you will never get.
You'll never get to the end, but you'll always be involved in the process of having more. So you're on the path of Ein Sof because you will always be zeichet to new chiyus every time you sit down and learn Torah. That you're guaranteed. If you sit down to a Torah with this perspective, you'll have more chayim. We'll call that dveikus for now. Through the process of learning Torah every time you sit down to learn. So again, the mashal is not doing it to the nimshal. There's nothing to really be bizarre about because who cares what's around the corner? It doesn't matter. I know that there's something there waiting for me. I know that I'm going to have a new... Every time I learn this Tosos, I'm going to have a new pshat. Possibly. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. I'm not in it to know Tosos. That's something which is secondary to the fact that Tosos is supposed to give me when I learn the Shema, anu chayas chadash. That's my ikar.
But I can never get to the full fulfillment.
Okay, that's a bracha, because Hashem is Ein Sof. But the fact that you're on the path means you're connected to that Ein Sof. Because since you can never achieve Ein Sof Mamish, so that means what I'm doing now is a Nagiyah in the Ein Sof.
I think that's very frustrating.
No.
But the moment is fulfilled. Is what
that's right. That moment has a fulfillment because there's a Nakud of Ein Sof there.
So how do we reconcile that with from one of our Mokomos? Kihi Osuma Belishum Pesach. Right, we're talking about Torah Hashem. Forget about it. It's a shut door. You've got no shaykhus to it. Torah Moshe you could have shaykhus to. So how do we like understand that? Like, what are we grabbing onto, if you will? Is it Torah Moshe? Is it Torah Hashem? With this Meshivas Nefesh, which...
It's really,
on one hand, we're saying it's closed. You're not really touching it.
There's two ways to say it. One is a matter of perspective. Let's talk about the matter of perspective first. If you're learning to be a lamdan and a chacham, then you're in the world of Torah Moshe. And therefore, people have touched it. But if you're in the world of being connected to the Meshivas Nefesh of Hashem, the Chayis of Hashem, so then you haven't touched it. That's
but
one way to say it.
Huh? Understand it?
Hmm?
Isn't there an element of Havana to try to understand it?
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're exclusive of each other. I'm saying a person should try to understand Torah as much as he can. But I'm talking about what is your goal? Is your goal to be a chacham? Is your goal to be a lamdan? We're talking about lishma always means for the purpose of what?
So the kamotzi shal rav is really we're talking about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that you were kona anything in Torah Hashem.
Right.
And that's the shal rav is that relationship and that depth or that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always deeper.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to understand with that.
Yeah. The other way to understand it is Torah Hashem means the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I mean, you can say it perhaps about Hilchas HaTorah, and that there is a Gvul, perhaps. But the study of Hashem Himself, which could be called Torah Havaya,
right.
The study of Anoichi Lo Yelecha, because that was heard in Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Mi Pi Moshe. Right, that's why it says Torah Tzivolanu Moshe, but the Torah of Moshe is Torah, which is 611 mitzvahs, Gemara Makkah says. But the two mitzvahs of 613, which were taught by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Torah Havaya. So of that, that's Ein Sof, because we heard of Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that you could say is Ein Sof. That was a gvul, that could be called Torah Moshe. So there's two ways to say it. Okay, let's turn the page. So we have here three taiches from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which correspond to three ways that the Nefesh HaChaim explains it in a different way, which is almost like a setup for further Shiur Mitzvah Shem, where we'll see, trying to get to the root understanding of Nafka Minas between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal Shem Tov. Take a look at the top right. This is from Keser Shem Tov, the teaching of the Baal Shem. HaMahalach B'Derech Yechidi, I hope we have time. HaMahalach B'Derech Yechidi V'Shoyne U'Mafsek M'Mishnasa. So this is a Mishnah of us, that a person is walking on the road as a Yachid. Shoyne U'Mafsek M'Mishnasa. So the Baal Shem Tov is bothered by the word V'Shoyne. He's learning and he's mafsik, so without having to read it inside, because it just to make sure that we get through everything. The Baal Shem Tov says that the word shayna means that because of he's learning, he's mafsik mimishnasa. What does it mean that he's mafsik because of his learning? That a yid should attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called yechidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called yechidi. He's walking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Baderech Yechidi, with Hashem, who's the Echid Yachid HaMiyuchad. But because he's Shaina, because he learns Torah, he's Mafsek Mimishnasai. He becomes a Baal Gaiva, and now he's not connected anymore to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Ma'ale Alav HaKasav, the Pasuk says, Kidu Mischayev Ben Afshar. So the Baal Shem Tov says, what does it mean, Ma'ale Alav HaKasav? Which Pasuk says about such a person that he's Mischayev Ben Afshar? Which Pasuk in Torah? So go down to about 8-9 lines up. From the bottom, lachein ma'ale lav hakasef perish hakasef shenemar boy tamim tiyam eshem alokecha. That pasuk, which we spoke a lot about, perish afilu shetasek b'toyer shenemar toyer eshem tamima. Even if you're a tamim and you're learning toyer b'tamima, a person shouldn't say memela the toyer is called toyer eshem. The person shouldn't say that just because Torah is Elokos, Mamela, it doesn't matter what I do to learn Torah. No, a person has to learn a bit Tmimas, and he has to recognize that Torah Hashem is Tamima, that's the Gishat, the Torah. And if not, if a person allows himself to be Mafsik with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Mafsik in his Digas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wasn't worthwhile to learn Torah. Hence, the Mishnah says, B'schayv ben Afshar. This is going to be a very important principle of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh when it comes to Dveikis and learning Torah, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem. But the Baal Shem Tov says, again, we're coming back to that pasuk. Tamim tiyah, Torah is Hashem tamima. Don't allow the Torah to be mafsik you with your attitude towards learning Torah from your Dveikis with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the pasuk Torah is Hashem tamima, which we've been talking about a lot, is not a pasuk, although the Baal Shem Tov works with it plenty, doesn't come up in Nefesh HaChaim very often. I found one place in Perek Dalet where the Nefesh HaChaim mentions this, and it's like 33 Prakim in Perek Dalet. That's where the Nefesh HaChaim talks about Talmud Torah. And over here, he quotes it. But look what he says on it. He says, if a person has kares, and he goes down into the deepest depths, the Torah can take him out of that place and to establish his kesher again. With a deeper kesher to Torah. As it says, anybody who learns Torah the Shema, his Torah is a samachaim, it's chaimi, matzim matzachaim. Kani Hashem refecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Amar lam liYisrael, Torah shenasati lechem, refuah hi lechem, chaim hi lechem, shnemar, bi chaim hi lechem. Nefesh HaChaim uses Torah Shem Tamim to teach us that if a person has a fallout from Torah, don't worry about it, Torah can pick you up and reattach you to it. That's how we teach us. Now, this doesn't mean to say that this is the only taich that the Chaim Velazhar would have in such a pasuk. But the concept from which the Baal Shem Tov built so many yesodas in Torah Hashem, in Limud HaTorah Lishma, which we've seen until this point, but Chayav Elazar quotes it, but in the context of that if a Jew has a fallout, it's Meshivas Nefesh, it could restore him. That's not how the Baal Shem Tov touched it. It's a very nice idea, but it's very different.
Where did the Jew never have a fallout?
Right, from Torah.
Never have a fallout.
Right.
Who, what, when?
But the Baal Shem Tov is looking at if a person's in an emergency situation, so...
Plus haste is an emergency situation.
If a person loses his geschmack from learning, he's not learning Torah anymore, he shouldn't say, I'm misyayish, I'm fafalin, I can't make my way back. The Torah can pull you out. The Torah has the koyach of refuah, you can always make your way back. The Baal Shem Tov was talking about an ideology and an ideal in how to learn Torah of Meshivas Nefesh and Tmimas and the Tmima of Torah. You don't see that from the Nefesh HaChaim. Take a look at the top, Mar Makom, in the middle of the page. The Baal Shem Tov is teaching the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He said this on Chai Elul, on Shnas Tavkuf Tesvav. He said, on that which the Gemara says, anybody who's Oisik in Torah, Nechasa Matzlichim Lai. His Nechasa Mar Matzlich. So look how the Baal Shem Tov touches. Every Yid has Nechasim. What is every Jew's Nechasim? His Roish, his Lev, his Seichel, his Midos. These are the Nechasim of a Jew. And he's a person who's Oisik in Torah. Doesn't say that he's loymei Torah. He's Oisik in Torah. He's the chasav amatzlichim. Meaning the whole mensch becomes changed over. Avram haya lamdan v'yir elokim. Avram was a very great lamdan and a yari elokim. He's mekayim the entire Torah before it was given. Amnam krisas b'sanitzah shakosh b'chav 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 These are the nechasim of a Jew. When a person is Isaac in Torah like that, like everything we've spoken about till now, nechasim matzlichim lai. Ah, this is it. This is the way. Nefesh HaChaim. Take a look. Ukevei erech hakibul shikabul ol Torah b'emes b'kol koyachai. As much as a person is makabul upon himself ol Torah b'emes b'kol koyachai, Hashem Yisbarach removes all the tirdas of Eilam Hazeh. And he's zechet to a shmira, like a ben hamischati alaviv, like a ben who turns to his father for his help, and his father fulfills his request, like it says, kol oisik b'torah kadosh baruch hu oisa l'chevtze. And as it says in Medrash Tehillim, and as Chazal say, Torah neviim and ksuvim, shekol oisik b'torah nechasav matzlichin. I mean, this is a guarantee of your parnasa. This is a guarantee that a Jew will have livelihood when he learns Torah, which is the pashtus of it. That the Baal Shem Tov, although he agrees to that truth, I mean, it's all over the place, and that's a simple pshat in it. The Baal Shem Tov comes and he makes a pshimis, I mean, he says, that's not what the Gemara, is saying. The Gemara is saying that if a Jew learns Torah b'tzmimis, like Avraham Avinu, although he was a great lamdan, he learned Torah with the tzmimis and with the pshitas, and his lev became a mayin shel Torah, even before Torah was given. He was a fountain of Torah. He became a chavtz of Torah, that is roish lev and seichel shkishkas, everything became Torah. That's called real hatzlacha. On the left side, a very important Mayim Makom from Kesef Shem Tov. Vayasem Sham Esa Adam Asher Yatzar. Adam was put in the Gan, and Hashem taught him Torah, as it says, La'av Da Ule Shamra. Vayasav Hashem Alakim Adam Leimar. Perish. Amar Lo Velim Lo Eich Yesh Miyosav Lim Adam Torah. Hashem didn't just put Adam in the Gan and say learn Torah. He taught him how to learn Torah. What does that mean? If a Jew is listening to Torah or teaching Torah, he should see to it that in his words there is an Eitzah, a Chachma, and a Hasaga, how to serve Hashem. Very important thing which we find, a theme throughout all the Sifrei Talmid Baal Shem Tov, is that everything has an Avodas Hashem attached to it. There are very few things that they taught which a person wasn't able to extract an Avodah from it. Now listen to this. Lo yomar zehapshat hayatov v'zehapshat lo hayatov kolkach. When a person is listening to Torah, he shouldn't be thinking to himself, oh, "Was that a good chiddush? Was that a good vort? Was it not a good vort?" That's not the way that a Jew listens to Torah. Shenimsa shahoydech me'es halimud b'li shum limud liras Hashem yisparach. He doesn't walk away with any limud. He's not interested in the limud. He's examining. He's judging the words of the person talking whether he likes it or not. Kim v'toy v'ra, meaning he's putting it on the scale of Toivira. The Alze HaTorah Chagera Sak. The Torah mourns this and says, Asuni Kekinur Sheminagmu Beis Mishtos. You're making me like an instrument, like a harp, which you play in the bars, in the pubs. So what was Hashem telling Adam when he says in the pasuk, "Vayetzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemar mikol etzagan perish mikol oisana teresh alametchatira," from all the trees of the gan, which means all the areas of Torah which you're going to learn, because every tree wasn't just a tree. Of course, it was an Eitz Chaim, it was Torah. Achol teichal, meaning that you should eat it. Everything which you learn, you should eat it as if it's delicious, because you're thinking to yourself, what can I take out of this lima to serve Hashem better? As it says, Nimsu dvarecha va'eichlin v'hi dvarecha lila sasayin v'nema va'eichlin esa megillah aval ume'eitz hadas tevira perish she'tosim da'etch leva'a lomer zeh yepshatoy mashen kein zeh, to measure tevira, whether it's good, whether it's bad, that's called eitz hadas tevira. You're attaching yourself to the Ilan of the Moisa. That's the Itzamavis of Taira. And that's what the Nachash was convincing the one who was teaching Taira and the one who hears Taira. Comes according to the Baal Shem Tov that the Hagdara of what Eitz Chaim is of Taira is the perspective of Taira. If a person, like the Karliner says, that he learns Taira to take a Midah Taira from it, that's his goal, then he's attaching himself to the Samach Chaim of Taira, to the Chayis of Taira. But if he's sitting there and if he's judging it, is this a good word, is it not, is it meduyek, is it what, and he walks away, I can say better than this is not so good. So then he's attaching himself to the Eitz Hadas Tevira. You're using your das to measure whether this is good, whether this is ra. That gives a person a misa.
How do you do this in L'maisa L'halacha? You have...
Because if you're seeking the MS, that's right. Different. Tevira is not MS.
Okay.
Tevira is not MS. You're saying whether it's a good shot, whether it's not a good shot. I mean, I could say better. You could fit it into the words. I mean, if you're judging like that, then that's Tevira. We're talking about emes is emes. You have to search for the emes in Tevira. But this is a very important hagdara of what it means. It's a chaim of Tevira, yet it's a das Tevira of Tevira. But take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim. He doesn't mention the inyan of it's chaim that often in Perek Dalet. But he does in the final prakim, and he says, "Kacha Torah Hakdoshah is called Eitz Chaim, Ilana D'Chai." Why is it called Eitz Chaim? Shirak Oisay Ha'Eitz Shadam Achad Ba'Avasa, because only at the time that a person is learning Torah, that he's involved in the love of Torah, and he's Oisik and it Bekvias, then the Torah is called an Eitz Chaim because it gives him true life, because he's Kasher V'Davar Kivyachol to the Chayel Kim, which is Hashem, and if he leaves Talmud Torah. And he goes and he falls into the Havlo Ilam Hazeh and the Hanas of this world, and he separates himself from Torah, then he drowns in the Mayim Zidai.
How can a person separate himself?
If a person says, I'm not learning Torah anymore, he disconnects from his Hasmad in Torah, he disconnects from Torah, then he's detaching himself from the Eitz Chaim. That's not how the Baal Shem Tov teaches it. And as we'll see when we go on into more understanding of Dveikis and Limud HaTorah and Limud HaTorah Lishma. I don't know if although in principle, yes, the Baal Shem Tov would say, of course, Kutcherecha Yisal Reisachadu, we'll see many things about that. Yes, when a person learns Torah is magnum, so the school is in Torah, learning Torah is the place you want to be. And if a person detaches himself and says, I have nothing with Torah, okay, yeah, that's a fallout from Ilana D'Chai, I can hear that. But the Baal Shem Tov says, even if a person is learning Torah, but it's not on the level where he's approaching it from a place of, he's learning it because he wants to be connected, to take a midah Torah from Torah. That already is not Bechlal Eitz Chaim anymore. Of Torah.
Alfie Panimi, when we talk about Torah by other Rishon, by Yaakov Avinu, are we talking about Torah Mamish, Torah Shebetzav Mamish, or is there another understanding?
Adam Rishon and Yaakov, you said?
Yeah, we mentioned Adam Rishon, and that he heard Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yaakov Avinu. We say that he learned Torah by Yeshiva Shem Bever, the Yavos.
Yeah.
Is there a different understanding of what that means?
But Torah Shema Eiver, you mean?
Yeah.
In terms of this discussion?
Yeah.
Pashtus not. This is talking about the gisha, it's not the content, it's about how a person approaches it. Take a look at the bottom right, Ma'ar Makom, and this is like a setup for the next year. Shemati b'shem ha-chasid ha-meforsim ha-bisrael ba'al Shem Tov, that which Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gonas ha-or ha-lazeh. There's something which is called the or ha-gonas. V'heich gnozai, where did Hashem bury the or ha-gonas? Hashem created the or, vai he or he buried it. Where did he bury it? Where did he find a place to bury it? He buried it in the Torah. Because the Torah is very great. And the asad level Torah chadashim mititei tzei. There's going to be a new Torah in the times of Mashiach. It doesn't mean a new Torah, because it says lo yachlif lo yamir dasai. Elat sheifar shasay lishva. The primis of Torah be revealed. And Hashem is going to bring a whole new perspective to Torah. But this is a setup in Mitzvah Hashem for the next year that we have to understand that the Or HaGonaz is in the Torah. That's going to make for a very, very important nafka minas and oimex in the whole Indian and the Sigi of Limad HaTorah. And we'll conclude with this story in the bottom, middle column. Sipu Moran Elokei Rabbi Yisrael Ba Hashem Tov. Then in the cities of Ashkenaz, there was a tzaddik that before he died in Misa Meshuna Ayadei Reitzchem. He was killed, a brutal death. He said before he died that he was in this world 100 times already. And every time he was in this world, he was killed. Shuhayu Bizman HaMikdash, Rosh Sanhedrin. And he wasn't that he was a Rasha. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was a Charif, a Chacham, a Lamdan. And he learned Besam HaMavis Shal Torah. But he wasn't connected to the Ilana Dechai of Torah. To the Eitz HaChaim of Torah. To the secret of Chaim of Torah. And he was the first one to give a smack in the face. He patched Zechariah the Navi. That's what he said. Ata am aras misnami bin Nevius. He said to him, he rebuked Zechariah. Ve'al yado naflu alav am aras v'shayin g'mur v'har goresai. So he was killed and many others were killed. And he was mitzava that they should write on his matzeva before he died this last time. Poi nitman mishaharg Zechariah ha-Navi. That's what he said. And he said, now he finally had his tikkun. The Baal Shem Tov would say this very often as a teichacha musar, that a person has to be so careful not to learn Torah shelo lishma. Because remember, when we spoke about how he appreciated the tzmimim and the pashtanim, and he made a malcham against the lamdanim, it was because he saw them as the bigger sharm. Because of their gaiva, that's what he was trying to correct. The gaiva, not that he didn't appreciate the mechem, he did appreciate them, but the tachlis was to learn Torah lishma. And this is something where, in the oilam anigla, as long as you learn Torah, whether it's lishma, whether it's lishma, as long as you're sitting and learning, but the Baal Shem Tov, no, it had to be that a Jew was searching to learn Torah lishma, because if not, look at the direction a person should go. We have to talk about that, because mitach shelo lishma, ba lishma, what does it mean? But this is the world of the Baal Shem Tov. Every Jew will be, should be sitting and learning Torah. Once you're sitting by the table and you want to be a chassid, how do you learn Torah? That's going to be the discussion in Mishnah. What is exactly, as we fine-tune it, the nekudah limud haTorah lishma? Shkoyach.